Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Steadwright signs MOU for historic polymetallic copper-lead-zinc-silver-gold Goundafa mine in Morocco. Steadwright Critical Minerals Inc. has signed a memorandum of understanding with Stade Commercial et Minière du Sahara for the historic Goundafa mine in Morocco. The mine holds critical and strategic minerals like copper and zinc. Steadwright can earn up to 100% in the project, which has a fully permitted mining and environmental production license. The Goundafa mine, previously operated from 1926 to 1956, has shown significant mineralization potential. Recent reports indicate conceptual resources up to 6.62 million tons with grades of zinc, lead, copper, and gold. The project, located in Morocco's High Atlas Mountains, presents a compelling opportunity for exploration and resource development. With systematic drilling and resource modeling, Goundafa could become a formally classified polymetallic asset with early-stage copper-gold leverage. 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL Strawberry 5-Speed, a tastefully modified classic now on display. The DFW Car and Toy Museum is showcasing a unique 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL, part of the Ron Sturgeon collection. This classic car has undergone over $70,000 in restoration work and now features a performance-focused 5-speed manual transmission. Painted in a rich metallic burgundy color called Strawberry, this SL stands out with its sleek design and modern drivability. Under the hood is a resealed 2.8-liter inline-six engine, paired with a Tremec 5-speed manual gearbox for enhanced precision. With refresh braking system, video instrumentation, and period-correct stereo, this 280 SL offers both collector appeal and driving enjoyment. Ron Sturgeon, the museum's founder, describes it as a perfect blend of classic design and modern performance. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth to see this stunning Mercedes-Benz on display.
Dennis Auto Details expands premium ceramic coating services across San Diego County. Dennis Auto Details, San Diego's premier mobile detailing service, has expanded its ceramic coating services to meet the increasing demand for advanced paint protection solutions across San Diego County. The company now offers ceramic coating packages ranging from 2-year to 9-year protection plans, all delivered through their signature mobile service model. By bringing professional ceramic coating application directly to customers' homes and workplaces, Dennis Auto Details eliminates the inconvenience of traditional shop visits while maintaining the highest quality standards. Customers can choose from different coating options based on their needs and budgets, with additional specialized services available. Certified installers trained in top application techniques ensure proper surface preparation and precise application. With coverage in 40-plus neighborhoods across San Diego County, Dennis Auto Details makes professional ceramic coating accessible to luxury vehicle owners throughout the region. For more information or to schedule service, contact Dennis Auto Details at 858-798-6657 or visit their website.
Owner user pays $10 to $5 million for LA office building. Buyer will occupy a portion of building, lease remaining space. Lee & Associates, LA North Ventura Inc. represented S&G Properties Management LLC in acquiring a 62,241-square-foot office building in Los Angeles for $10.5 million. The buyer, S&G Properties Management LLC, plans to occupy a portion of the building for its company, CityGuard, and invest in renovations. The Lee & Associates team will oversee leasing of the property. The building, located at 5550 Topanga Canyon Boulevard, offers visibility from the 101 freeway and is central to the area's main retail and business district. The buyer was attracted to the building's location and potential to create a best-in-class office property in the area.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.